Part 3. The Branch. Jesus said, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away." John 15, verse 2. Here we have one of the chief words of the parable, branch. A vine needs branches. Without branches, it can do nothing. It can bear no fruit. As important as it is to know about the vine and the husbandman, it is to realize what the branch is. Before we listen to what Christ has to say about it, let us first of all take in what a branch is and what it teaches us of our life in Christ. A branch is simply a bit of wood brought forth by the vine for the one purpose of serving it in bearing its fruit. It is of the same nature as the vine and has one life and one spirit with it. Just think a moment of the lessons that this suggests. There is the lesson of entire consecration. The branch has but one object for which it exists, one purpose to which it is entirely given up, and that is to bear the fruit the vine wishes to bring forth. And so the believer has but one reason for his being a branch, and that one reason for his existence on earth is that the heavenly vine may, through him, bring forth his fruit. Oh, happy the soul that knows this, that has consented to this, and that says, "I have been redeemed, and I live for one thing." As exclusively as the natural branch exists only to bring forth fruit, I too, as exclusively as the heavenly vine exists to bring forth fruit, I do too. As I have been planted by God into Christ, I have wholly given myself to bear the fruit the vine desires to bring forth. There is also the lesson of perfect conformity. Perfect conformity. The branch is exactly like the vine in every aspect. The same nature, the same life, the same place, the same work. In all this, they are inseparably one. And so the believer needs to know that he is partaker of the divine nature and has the very nature and spirit of Christ in him, and that his one calling is to yield himself to a perfect conformity to Christ. The branch is a perfect likeness of the vine. The only difference is the one is great and strong and the source of strength, and the other feeble and little, ever needing to receive strength. And even so, the believer is and is to be the perfect likeness of Christ. And then there's the lesson of absolute dependence. Absolute dependence on the vine. The vine has its store of life and of sap and of strength, not for itself, but for the branches. The branches are and have nothing but what the vine provides and imparts. The believer is called to, and it is his highest blessedness to enter upon, a life of entire and unceasing dependence upon Christ. Day and night, every moment, Christ is to work in him for all his needs. And then there is the lesson of undoubting confidence. Undoubting confidence. The branch has no care. The vine provides all. It has but to yield itself and receive. It is the sight of this truth that leads to the blessed rest of faith, the true secret of growth and strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a life would come to us if we would only consent to be branches. Oh, dear child of God, learn the lesson. You have but one thing to do. Only be a branch. Nothing more. Nothing less. Just be a branch. Christ will be the vine that gives all. And the husbandman, the mighty God, who made the vine what he is, will as surely bring the branch, bring you to what it ought to be. Oh, Lord, Father, oh, I pray that, Lord, you would reveal this wonderful heavenly mystery to me. This wonderful mystery of the dependence of the branch on the vine, of my dependence on Jesus. That you, Lord, would be my all-sufficiency, everything I need to fill me as a branch, that I may bring forth fruit to your praise and glory. O Lord, lead me to this rest of faith. Faith that knows that you work in and through me to the glory of God the Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in and through the lovely Lord Jesus.